certificate because of my diagnosis of alcoholism, and the FAA issued an emergency revocation of all my licenses. I thought about my parents, now both dead, my Indian people, and all those I had previously considered alcoholics, and I knew I had become exactly what I vowed I would never become. I learned my career was over via the 6 o'clock news 1 week after entering treatment. I refused to watch TV, but my fellow patients kept me informed. I was the lead story on the news for weeks. I was joke fodder for the late-night TV comics as they ridiculed me, my profession, and my airline. I also learned I was going to federal prison. The sentence was mandatory if convicted, and there was no doubt in my mind that I would be. With nothing left, I dedicated myself to learning about recovery. I fervently believed that the key to my sobriety, and hence my survival, lay in the power of all I was being taught, and I spent no idle moments in treatment. I worked as hard as I had worked to earn my wings, but this time my life was at stake. I struggled to regain a spiritual connection as I underwent one legal crisis after another. I got out of treatment determined to complete 90 AA meetings in 90 days, but was afraid my court date would interfere, so I completed my 90 meetings in 67 days. I went through an intense, media-covered 3-week trial. On most evenings after the day in court, I sought refuge in AA meetings and renewed my strength for the coming day. Recovery and all I had learned allowed me to handle things much, much differently than my two co-defendants. Many spoke of my serenity throughout.